Good morning. Todd Burris here, and I'm one of the owners of our family business, along with the fourth generation. So glad to be here.
Tell me what brings you here to Gibson City.
Sure. This event is called Don Mario Moss, and if we thought of it this way, more Don Mario. That's what Don Mario Moss means, and we're going to learn about not only Don Mario products, but also how they interact well with the environment here.
What's the relationship between Burris and Don Mario Moss?
Sure. It's a relationship that's developed over the last 2.5 years. The initial touch was at a Purdue training event, a seedsman's training event. We had one of our employees there, and so wasn't Ignacio Bartolome, which Ignacio, by the way, is one of the guys. He's a second-generation family member and part owner of GDM and Don Mario brand.
And that's an Argentinian company. What kind of opportunities does that bring to Burris then?
I think the way we want to think about it, it is an Argentina-based company, and yet we want to think about global genetics. That's the way I like to think about it. It really becomes, as communication and things increase around the world, really the globe becomes smaller, and it's a global company, global soybean genetics company.
So what is your goal then for this relationship?
Sure, good question. Our goal is to help bring superior product to our customers. And that goal has not changed at all. We hope to be able, through genetics and traits, to increase farmers' yields, and with that, increase their profitability. And, you know, that's been our company goal since the very beginning back in 1935.
And then tell me the purpose of this particular event.
Sure. So it's an opportunity to bring growers in, A, to see product, but second of all, to begin to meet some of the people that stand behind the Don Mario brand. They're going to learn about genetics. They're going to learn about different row widths and how different products may respond to different row widths. Just an opportunity to look and think about genetics and environment and how those interactions can be used to help a grower increase their yields.
A little bit about this season, the challenges that you have had as a seed company. What kind of challenges has this season brought to you?
Sure. Every year is different. And so in agriculture, we kind of look forward to the uniqueness of the season. I think it's one of the real blessings of being in agriculture. So, you know, this season, so many guys had a plan to go to the field. And then they looked and said, weather's not conducive. I need to change my plan. And so in our case, a lot of times guys looked and said, can we move full season hybrids to a little bit shorter season hybrids? And we walked them through that decision, and we brought back full season product and took them shorter season corn that they wanted. Then the calendar moved ahead, and they didn't get to use that. And so pretty soon they called and said, hey, would you mind picking up that earlier season corn you brought me and bring me some soybeans to plant? And we did that too. And it's a matter of just helping walk with that customer as he has a plan and then needs to adjust the plan. It's a matter of walking with that customer and helping him make good choices and then helping him execute on the choices he makes.
From the standpoint of that, of customer service, of agronomics, of advising a grower, how important is a seed company to a grower, especially in a season like this?
Well, it really comes down to understanding that customer's needs. And if we listen and we learn, then we can help them find best fit. And one of the things that an independent seed company can do is really bring more options to the table and can help evaluate from a both a close but also a perspective that isn't tainted just by one technology or just one product. It's an as an independent seed company, one of the things that we always stress to our people is that they need to speak truth. And honestly, it's been interesting. You know, we talked earlier about Purdue and some of their schooling. The number one thing that growers want out of their seed company is honesty. And I've always told our people, if we can't deliver on that, we don't deserve to grow our business. But if we can deliver on that, it's what growers want, and we should be doing that every day.